Can the Patriots make it happen financially with DeAndre Hopkins? Stick around. You'll find out if you stay locked in to today's episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast.
You are Locked On Patriots, your daily New England Patriots podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all of you Foxborough faithful, and thank you once again for making Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage and also your first listen every day. Remember, Locked On Patriots is free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. So smash that subscribe button, download, subscribe to follow Locked On Patriots wherever you get your audio podcasts. Today's episode of Locked On Patriots presented by Prize Picks, daily fantasy made easy. And pick 2 to 5 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on your entry. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code Locked On. That's prizepicks.com, promo code Locked On. Patriots fans, thank you once again for joining us here on this Thursday episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast. I'm your host, Mike DeBate. I cover your New England Patriots for Patriots Country of Sports Illustrated. Download, subscribe, follow Locked On Patriots wherever you get your podcasts. Follow them on Twitter as well at @LO_Patriots. And if you want to let me know what's on your mind, do so on the Bird app at @MDABATENFL. And Patriots fans, if you want to talk coaching, talk quarterbacks, it can be fun. But today we're going to talk finance and acquisitions. And to do that, we welcome in the very best in the business, the finest Foxborough Finance has to offer. The amazing Miguel Patscap Benzon joins me today. Miguel, welcome back to the pod. Been far too long, my friend, but happy to have you here today.
It's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to be on the show, Mike. Like starting the new year this way.
Absolutely. No better way to start the new year than some Foxborough Finance. And, you know, we would hope that the New England Patriots are playing a game this weekend, but alas, the season is in the books. But that doesn't mean that the folks over at One Patriots Place are not working hard. They are getting down to it. And one of the things that a lot of people are wondering is Patriots' salary cap situation heading into 2023. According to your calculations, my friend, again, folks, and I say this without hesitation, the most trusted in the business. Oh, he's the only source that I go to whenever I need financial information, the only one I need, quite honestly. You have the Patriots projected at approximately $35.7 million in available cap space for 2023. And folks, Miguel is going to explain today very carefully exactly how he arrived at that figure in just a bit. But Miguel, I wouldn't be doing my job if we didn't address what Patriots fans are all abuzz about right now, and that is the potential acquisition of alpha wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins from the Arizona Cardinals. Arizona putting out there that they're exploring opportunities to trade him. Now, yesterday here on the pod, Claire Clousey, Claire Cooper, and I talked a little bit about the on-field reasons why Hopkins would be a good fit in Foxborough. But enlighten us all here in the New England area and all members of Patriots Nation on why this actually may not be a bad financial fit for the New England Patriots.
Patriots, like I said, we said, those guys, the Patriots have $35.7 million in cap space as of now, all right?
Right.
We can presume that they're going to do, let's say they do something with Devin McCourty's deal. That will increase the cap space, all right? When a team trades a player, so if the Arizona Cardinals were to trade DeAndre Hopkins, only his salary and any roster bonuses, offseason workout bonuses, any likely to be earned incentives would come over, all right? His signing bonus proration would not come over, all right? Mm-hmm. So his salary for 2023 is around $20 million. For 2024 is around $15 million, all right? So there's, you go to 35 minus the 20, all right? We're sort of keep it simple, all right? He could then, after he gets traded to the Patriots, same day, he can reach extension to him, which could lower his number in half. We just saw Raquan Smith sign a 5-year, $100 million deal with the Ravens, $20 million per year. His 2023 cap number is less than $10 million. So the idea that you can't afford to sign DeAndre Hopkins because he's going to want a lot of money is not founded on facts. It's not founded on recent history of the Patriots deals. I've been doing this since the aughts. I've seen the Patriots give out deals to Ty Law, Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, Matthew Judon, where they all have a low cap number in the first year, and then it builds up. That's what they do. That's why you sign, you give them a large bonus and signing bonus, and it gets prorated over the years. Mm-hmm. All right? It's certainly possible financially. All right? It would not preclude the Patriots from doing anything else in free agency. All right? When you start off, when you're going to have right now, I would say they're going to be in the top six of cap space. Mm-hmm. And they have several ways to create more cap space. All right? It is definitely not acquiring DeAndre Hopkins would not be the only move the Patriots could make in free agency. All right? They have the cap space to do other moves. The thing is, he has a no-trade clause. All right? So he can control, he will control where he goes.
Right.
All right? And he's going to go let's say he says, yeah, I want to go with the Patriots. Mm-hmm. I am sure that the Patriots are going to work with him, say to him, hey, we can't have your number be $19 million or $20 million. Can't have right. that. We need, well, let's work something to lower that out. Mm-hmm. So he controls that. I don't know the man personally, so I don't know what he wants in terms. I know he wants an extension. I don't know how much he wants. All right, and I'll just but if he wants to come here, then I'm sure he's gonna lower his number. I don't know if he wants to come here. All right, I don't know. None of us know. We don't know the man unless you know the man personally. You could say that he doesn't want to come here, but you don't know.
Absolutely. Okay. You're absolutely right on that. Look, I mean, we've speculated, you know, with the pregame interactions that we see with Bill Belichick being overly effusive in the praise that he has for DeAndre Hopkins, recognizing his ball skills, his ability to get open, his length, his size, strength, everything about him. When you hear Bill Belichick describe DeAndre Hopkins, there's something in his voice and his, you know, inflections that really let you know that this is a guy that he has the utmost respect for and really just loves the way he plays the game. Obviously, there's mutual respect because DeAndre Hopkins has said that he respects Bill Belichick at the highest level, absolutely loves what he's done and respects everything about the way he coaches the game. So there's mutual respect there, but does that translate into him wanting to come to New England and play for Bill Belichick alongside the current roster that the Patriots have? That's something that I think a lot of people are really wondering about right now. But when you have the financial wherewithal, my friend, sometimes those decisions are made a little bit easier. And the insight that you're providing right now is tremendous. So I appreciate it. And I know all Patriots Nation does.
I just got to say this. When the betting markets include the Patriots in it, mm-hmm. it as a possible destination for Hopkins, you got to go. You got to listen to because the money – the betting money knows.
The betting money does know, my friend. Okay. There is no question about that. And you've given us here in Patriots Nation an awful lot to maybe bet on, but an awful lot to be optimistic about when it comes to DeAndre Hopkins. So I thank you for that piece of information. And you probably helped to make the weekend of New England Patriots fans a little bit brighter, dancing with the thought of DeAndre Hopkins wearing a Patriots uniform, which he won't be able to wear 10 here in New England. Well, maybe he will. I don't know. That's a conversation for next week. A lot of quarterback talk coming up on Locked On Patriots in the next coming days, but we're sticking to Foxborough Finance here today. And as long as we are talking about betting, before my good friend Miguel sets the record straight, keep in mind, today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at BetOnline.net, your number one source for sports betting information, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there, from pro football to college to basketball. Got it all on BetOnline.net. And if you love sports podcasts, you can even find those on BetOnline as well. Head to the website today. Use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts. And while you're out there showing some love to any type of gaming situation that you're going at, Miguel, I got to be honest with you, bud. Before we continue, I just continue to be more geeked out by the day by our new partner and sponsor of today's episode, the mobile game Ultimate Football GM. Folks, this is a blast. I am having a lot of fun with this. If you've downloaded it and you're playing it, I know you're having fun as well. Folks, if you haven't done so, please do so. It is a lot of fun, especially at this time of year, because if you've ever dreamed of becoming an NFL GM and managing your football franchise, your dream can come true, and this game is definitely for you. Imagine managing every strategic aspect of your team, being able to play through the season and lead your team to glory. You're responsible for hiring the right coaches and coordinators. I know that's a really interesting subject right now in New England. You're responsible for trading players, making draft picks, navigating your franchise through free agency and the draft, and all of the ups and downs in a season. And it's all in a challenging and realistic game world. Completely free, playable offline as well, so you can play on the go and play when you want to. Locked On Patriots listeners, listen up. You get 100% free boost to your franchise when you use the promo code Locked On. That's all caps. That's Locked On in all caps, so make sure to check it out today and the game store. To download the game, just visit ultimate-gm.com or look it up on the app stores. That's ultimate-gm.com, Ultimate Football GM. Start your dynasty today. Patriots fans, the one, the only, incomparable Miguel Patscat Benzon joins me today. The salary cap top gun, my good friend. I always love when you stop by the pod, buddy, and I appreciate this. And, you know, we're going to start setting the record straight a little early. This is a unique, unique opportunity for Patriots fans, Locked On Patriots listeners, definitely, to be able to hear the master at work. And folks, this is why I call him the Patriots salary cap top gun, the best of the best, no equal. And it's a segment that's unique to this pod. So I take a lot of pride in being able to give you the platform to do this. A lot of the cap myths that are floating around, Miguel will set the record straight on those, but perhaps the biggest right now, and the one on everybody's mind, my friend, is the disparity between a lot of the numbers that are being reported about the Patriots cap space. We heard months ago that this was going to be a $100 million offseason for the Patriots. And then we start to hear rumors that it's dropped to about 50, 55. And your projections right now have the Patriots at north of 35 million. And I'm not going to get into specifics. Mm-hmm. I'll leave that to you. But before we set the record straight on any of those myths out there, help us understand how you arrived at your number, which, again, folks, I hold in higher regard than any other number you'll find out there. Okay. How do we get there, bud?
So, Mike, bring up the header overlay.
Okay. Miguel's brought visual aids for us today, folks. See, look at that. Look at that pop right up.
Okay, that's not the other one. The other one. The other one.
Oh, you want the header. Okay, this is great. Okay, so here we go. And here we go.
Okay. So, folks, you're going to see this overlay, right? The top one is my numbers. The second one is the numbers from, I'm going to use overthecap.com. All right. Right now, we don't know what the 2023 league number official number is. I'm projecting it to be $227.2 million. And Over the Cap is using $225 million. All right. We're both using the same projected rollover now because we both got the number from Field Yates today. All right. Mm-hmm. If we had done this show last week, Mike, I would have said that there was about a million and a half difference between my number and rollover and OTC's, mm-hmm. all right? Because I keep track of earned, not likely to be earned, active roster bonuses. The two websites, Over the Cap and the site that starts with a little S, does not, all right? I keep track of the details of incentives, guaranteed offsets. I have them right now around to have a negative effect of the adjustments because we had players like Trent Brown, Juwan Bentley, Treacherous Wise, Lawrence Guy, Jelani Tavai, all earn incentives. All right. So I have a negative $0.375 million for that. So that gives us, you add those three numbers together and you have an adjusted cap number mm-hmm. of $224.57 million, all right? And I'll say this, folks. Every team has a different adjusted cap number. The media does a poor job of saying that. The media does a poor job of saying, of telling people that. I'll give credit to Field Yates for doing his first tweet today, for telling that today. And the media does not, they don't do a good job, in my opinion, telling about these numbers, that adjusted cap number is different for every team. All right. So once I have this adjusted cap number, I'm subtracting out the off-season workout bonus charge. All right, folks, the players will get paid $295 per off-season workout session. It's going to be, they do it by $90. They say 90 players are going to get it, and they have 32 sessions. 295 times 32 times 90 happens to be $849,600. Mm-hmm. Both over the cap and I have the Patriots dead money as the same amount, $1.4 million. All right? Where we biggest difference between me and them and over the cap is we have our top 51 commitments different. And the reason that is, Mike, is I'm accounting for incentives. All right? Mm-hmm. There are seven players, and let me just bring up the list. All right. Six players, Matthew Judon, Trent Brown, Teachers Wise, Juwan Bentley, Jelani Tavai, and Lawrence Guyton earn incentives in 2022, making them likely to be earned in 2023. Mm-hmm. All right. Our boy, Adrian Phillips, his deal contains incentives, but they didn't kick in until this year.
Right.
All right. For the total incentives for these seven players is $9.15 million. All right? Mm-hmm. Michael Wanu, Kyle Duggar, both earned the proven performance escalator, Mike. What that is that in the new CBA, all right, players drafted in the second to seventh round have a chance to increase their salary in the fourth year of their deal by playing a lot of snaps or by getting selected to the Pro Bowl team on the first initial time team, mm-hmm. All right?
Right.
Michael Luano has played over 60% of the snaps in each of his 3 years, all right? So his salary is going up big time, all right? It's going up from $1.01 million to $2.917 million. That's a $1.9 million difference, Mike.
Yep.
All right? Kyle Duggar is going to – he goes up from $1.4 million to $2.6 million, all right? Because mm-hmm. as a second-round pick, his salary is a little bit higher than Michael Wano was, all right?
Right.
Okay? So – and then that's why I have a big difference in them. And I'll say this. Like I said, I keep track of the off-season active roster bonuses. The other two sites haven't – I decreased the numbers for the players who didn't – were active for all 17 games. All right.
Right.
And they're like players like there's eight Patriots who weren't active for every game in 2022. They're John O. Smith, David Andrews, Brian Hoyer, Lawrence Guy, Kendrick Bourne, Jalen Mills, Jake Bailey, and Ty Montgomery. Mm-hmm. All right. So they are the other sites are actually overstating the cap number for Hoyer and Montgomery. Because they're saying they were active for all 17 games in 2022. They'll eventually fix that. And that's when their number will come close. Their salary cap number will come closer to my number. All right? Right. So, once I total up all those commitments, I subtract out and I get the $35.7 million. That's how I do it. All right? You started saying how we heard you could talk about the $100 million. All right, that $100 million figure, Mike, was from last January, February, March, when the Patriots had about two dozen players signed for the 2023 season.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I think I might have said back then, oh no, there's no way they'll probably have $50 million because I knew the Patriots were going to sign players, draft players. All right, they would have 51 players on the roster. All right,
mm-hmm.
that's 20. You go from 20 players to 51 players. Of course, you're going to lose a lot of cap space. All right, so like you're going to repeat this mistake for 2024. All right, as if. The Patriots not going to sign players that have a new hit for 2024, or not going to draft players for 2000 in this year, or not going to restructure deals. You know, it's going to affect increase the players' cap number in 2024. It just happens right each year. All right. Right before what? A couple of weeks ago, we're hearing $54 million.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But if you go to the two websites today, overthecap.com and the S site, none of them have $50 million right now.
All right.
Why? Because now they have counted for the all the future signings, which I've been saying, if you follow me on Twitter every week, I send out a screenshot of saying my number includes, I anticipate the future deal signings. All right? Right. Now that they've done it, the number is lower.
Right.
Okay. I think they both have around 44 million dollars. All right. And I'm at 35. Well, the difference really is now the incentives and the PPE, the PPEs for Owano and Duggar.
Right.
All right. And once they those two sites adjust for that, then we'll be all around the same amount of number. It is what it is. I'm used to it. I'm used to getting people asking me why the difference is and people doubting me. It is what it is, Mike. It cracks me up. I've been doing this for 20 plus years. I got 50,000 followers. It was like, okay, I don't think I would have $50,000 if people didn't trust me or credit. I didn't have any credibility. I'll just say this. It cracks me up when some beat writers choose not to use my numbers. And now they'll be going to the same sites and they'll say today, they'll say, oh, now last week you reported the Patriots going to have $54 million and now they have 44.
Mm-hmm.
Explain the difference. You know what I'm saying, folks?
Yeah.
You should challenge those beat writers, you know what I'm saying? If I'm getting questions about my numbers, you should challenge those beat writers and say, why do you report $54 million now and 44? What happened to the $10 million?
Yeah. No, it's true.
Anyone can read a table, salary cap table, right? But if you don't, if you just read the table and don't know and say it's $54 million with 44 players signed, that's not helpful. When you know in March, mm-hmm, they're going to have over 50 players signed.
Yeah, without question. And, you know, I mean, you look at the differences between the numbers, and I think you've articulated that perfectly, and I thank you for the visual aids, and we're not done with those visual aids yet. No. Miguel's got more, folks. We are ready to roll here on Locked On Patriots, and my good buddy has definitely come armed with a lot of information, and hopefully it'll help make things a little bit easier for all of us, myself included. When it comes to the numbers that we've used, anyone that's familiar with my writing knows that anytime there is a financial to be quoted, there is never another source that I will use. I completely stand by you. I stand by that. I know a lot of my colleagues, among Patriots writers within this realm, within this region, feel the same way. And we feel very confident and we're very...
My friends I show my friends the DMs and they can't believe who's DMing me.
It is true. It absolutely is. I'm among that, but I guarantee you I'm not probably shocking anyone on that or probably surprising or raising an eyebrow. But bottom line, I am, very honored to be on the short list of, people that Miguel will share information with. And I always appreciate that. And it always makes me happy. But folks, we are not done yet setting the record straight. Miguel is going to be back in just a second here on Locked On Patriots to help wrap things up and give us more information regarding the Patriots' potential salary cap number and anything else the man wants to set the record straight on. He's got the comm today, and I, for one, could not be happier to give it to him. But first, folks, if you're looking for a delicious treat but don't want all of the fat and calories, then you got to try a Built Bar. We just got through the holidays, and I know my goal is to eat a little healthier this year. If you're like me and you want to eat healthier, but you don't want to compromise taste, then I got just the thing for you. You got to try Built. Built is healthy, but it's actually tasty. And they're so delicious that you won't think they're good for you. They're perfect for your New Year's resolution. But trust me, they are that good. I don't know how Built does it, but these bars taste like a candy bar while maintaining amazing macros. And what's even better is that they're only 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, with a whopping 17 grams of protein. And now you don't need to wait around to get a box. For years, we've been talking about ordering your Built Bars at Built.com. Well, now you can get them at your local Walmart or Sam's Club. That's right. You can head to your nearest Walmart today, walk to the pharmacy section, grab yourself a box of Built Bars. You can pick up a four-bar box of cookies and cream, double chocolate, coconut puffs, you name it, you can get it at Sam's Club or Walmart. So if you're close to one and you want to run in and grab a 13-bar box with our hit flavors, definitely do so. You can thank me later, Built.com. Patriots fans, we are setting the record straight with the one and only Miguel Patscap Benzon joining me here today on Locked On Patriots, talking all things Patriots salary. We've talked DeAndre Hopkins. We've talked Patriots estimated cap numbers. We are not done yet, Miguel. You are in the midst of setting the record straight, a segment unique here to Locked On Patriots, and I always love it. I always, always appreciate it. So, my friend, when we last left you, we were talking a little bit about the difference in dichotomy between the $100 million cap number, the $50 million cap number, and now arriving at your estimated cap number north of $35 million. I thought you did an amazing job of articulating this, but you're not quite done explaining this yet and setting the record straight. So, my friend, the floor is yours. Have at it. What else do we need to know about the Pat salary cap?
So bring up the minus overlay.
Okay.
From the... Okay. All right. So over the cap right now, and I got to say this, folks, we're doing this on Thursday night. Mm-hmm. I started this overlay last night, and I had some different roles in there because I wasn't anticipating Jason would change the numbers. So I had to send Mike two versions of this workbook. Right? So I'm using saying it's $48 million. This is as of this morning. So if Jason has changed his numbers since then, I apologize to Jason. All right. So over the OTC is short for over the cap. Okay. They have $47.99 million. Like I said before, he's using $225 million as the league cap number. I'm using $227.2 million. So you're going to add that. All right. Because if I'm right, His cap space number goes up, all right? Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that then brings us to $50.19 million. But he's not included in Michael Wanu's proven performance escalator, mm-hmm. Okay? I'll subtract that out. He does not include in Kyle Duggar's performance escalator, all right? He's not including the incentive. And the big thing, folks, all right? I got to say this. Trent Brown, when he got his deal, it was widely reported that he had $4.5 million in playing time incentives, mm-hmm. Right? He earned them all right? So his cap number is $4.5 million higher than the other sites. My number is higher than the other sites, all right? Mm-hmm. Once they adjust it, all right, they'll match mine, all right? But he's just one example. He's the biggest example, ha, 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 because he's the biggest guy, but I read an article today and they had Trent Brown's number in their cap number as if he didn't earn an incentive. I'm like, you're a beat writer. Mm-hmm. How do you, I'm like, you should know that he had incentives.
Right.
And you should know he probably, since you know he played in every game, he played practically all the snaps, should know he probably pretty much earned them all. All right, but that's just me just ranting. All right.
Okay. That's okay.
Okay, so then I talked about the adjustments, all right? And then it rounds off the $3.75 million, all right? He has, over to cap.com, and I believe the other site, has Andrew Stubbs' salary as $870,000. This season does not count as a credited season for him because he spent the entire season on a non-football list. Mm-hmm. Non-football injury list, excuse me. So his salary is going to be $750,000. That's a $120,000 difference, right? Mm-hmm. I asked Jason in a DM, is he accounting for the off-season workout bonus in his number? And he said no. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's in there. All right, and then you got to add, like I said before, he's overstating the cap numbers for some of the guys who weren't active for every game, all right? And that comes up to scaling out is about $1.94 million. Mm-hmm. That comes out that the difference equals $35.75 million, which is what right around my $35.7 million. Right. I mean, because I'm doing a lot of rounding here, that $50,000 difference doesn't really, it's insignificant. Mm-hmm. That hopefully, and then folks, if we had done this last week, a couple of things would have been different. One would have been the ending, the roll in the rollover amount, and then Jason was including in his numbers the rookie pool. Mm-hmm. He took that out today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he took it out today. This is why I sent you the second spreadsheet, Mike. I was like, oh my gosh. So that's the nitty and the gritty of it. I'm not gonna go list all the incentives by name. By the amounts. But I did tweet it out before, and if people want me to tweet it out again, listen to the show, and I'll tweet out a thread about it again.
The benefit of those that are listening to us by audio, I mean, Miguel has done a great job with some visual aids here on YouTube. I know our viewers are definitely enjoying this. But if you are, listening to us either on, whatever a podcast platform, check all of this information out on Miguel's Twitter at PatsCap. Again, best in the business, and this will all be out there. So, Miguel, thank you for that.
All right. So that's... that's setting the record straight. We talked about why I expect their numbers to eventually match mine. We've seen it already. We've seen it go from 55 to 48. We'll see in the next couple of weeks, or maybe in the next couple of months for sure, that number go up. The difference between us go down. Mm-hmm. It happens. It is what it is. Like I say, the reason it happens is I'm focused on the Patriots. I'm right. A boutique. Those two other sites are a general shopping store, all right? They don't keep track of the active roster bonuses. They don't keep track of the offset salaries. They don't keep track of the incentives like I do. So that's why there's a difference. One other thing I wanted to set the record straight, and I think it was the Trent Brown thing. Because he's the biggest guy, biggest number out there. It's the biggest difference affected by the incentives.
Yeah, he's the biggest guy out there too. Trust me, I'm stood next to Trent. It's not an easy experience. He is a massive man, but a great guy as well. So, but no, you've helped cut that financial situation down to size. So I do appreciate that, my friend.
Yeah, thank you. That's all I got for setting the record straight.
Okay.
This part is the basis for everything else. Knowing how, I'm trying to hopefully explain to people in this podcast how the number's created, mm-hmm. and then explain the difference. All right. I guess I could just set the record straight somewhat on Bill Belichick.
Oh, please do.
Okay. All right. So he talked about the cash spending.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And he brought up 2020. And I'm thinking, Bill, how do you not mention you had eight opt-outs? With the opt-out in August. Mm-hmm. We had Dante Hightower, Marcus Cannon, Patrick Chung, Matt Lacoste, Brandon Bolden. Opt-out in August. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of cash because they weren't getting paid the salary. There's no chance. You had no chance to spend the money that you had allocated to those guys,
right?
In 2020, and then he spends a lot of money in 2021, right? And then he talks about 2022. I'm like, and he's saying we're like the Patriots are 27, the cash spend for all those 3 years. I'm like, how does he know that already when they haven't finished the accounting yet for incentives and the active roster bonuses? Bill, I didn't get what his point was, but I know, I'm like, if he's going to bring up some context about cash spending, he should have mentioned the opt-outs, in my opinion.
That's he had an no interesting chance. Point.
No, because he had been, once those guys opted out, and the Patriots led the league in opt-outs.
Right, yes, right? They did.
Okay, once those guys are opted out in August, who are you spending the money on? Mm-hmm. Who are you spending the money on?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, okay. I mean, 2020 was definitely an outlier in so many ways. There's no question about that. Yeah, but the Patriots were the highest on the list by far with opt-outs. And I don't even think it was a close second at that point, if memory serves me correctly. So, yeah, this is an interesting point. And Bill took a little bit of flack in that for his statements that he made about that as well.
Yeah. The other thing is, it's kind of correlating cash spending with winning.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I have not seen that strong of a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not, for me, it's not the quantity of cash spending you do, it's the quality.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. Yep. I love the John Lewis Smith signing.
Yeah.
All right. I loved it. It turns out not to work out.
Mm.
All right. But so that's a bad signing in terms of quality.
Well, up till this point. Yeah, right.
As of now, it's a bad signing as of terms of quantity, and it may turn out to be a bad signing in terms of quality. And I'll say right now, as a guy who actually went on and said that he's one of my three free agent targets, I'll say that. All right.
Yeah.
That he's been a bad signing, quality and quantity. All right.
Yeah. But the argument can be made.
Yeah. But for me, it's not how much you spend, it's how well you spend it. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Good point.
So, like, I'm a salary cap guy, so I'm like, okay, I heard it. I'm like, whoa, okay, I wouldn't have said that. And I'm like, I don't know who prepped Bill, but I would have brought up in 2020, I would have talked about the opt-outs.
Yeah.
And then just say, in his own, yeah, we're not perfect. We signed 25 players for free agents. We didn't expect to be perfect. All right. We made some mistakes. We hit some on some in there. That's all I would have said. I cannot believe I'm sitting this record straight on Bill Belichick. Oh my God.
That is a first, folks. That's definitely a first. But you know what? Yeah. I think Miguel brings up an interesting point. And what better way than to end on a Herb Brooks quote? I'm not necessarily looking for, well, paraphrase, folks, not exact. But I'm not necessarily looking for the most expensive players. I'm looking for the right ones. And I think that's the articulation right now that Miguel is trying to put forth, that doesn't necessarily mean that cash spending always equates to victory on the field. It's about the quality of the players that you're bringing in. So even Bill needs a little setting the record straight every now and then. And when he does, he's definitely going to this man, I assure you, when it comes to all things related finance. Once again, my friend, the salary cap top gun, the plaque for the alternates, doesn't exist because the man has no equal. Before I let you go today, my friend, please let everyone know where they can find you, where they can follow your great work and some of the amazing charity work that you do in addition to bringing all of us here a little more information and helping us all sound a little and look a little smarter when it comes to Patriots finance.
You'll find me on the Bird app at PatsCap, PatsCap. Let me put this right way. I'm practically the only reason right now that I'm still on the app is to raise money for the charity that I support, which is Half and Habitat of Humanity. I literally had said I started the campaign in the middle of a pandemic, thinking I could raise $120,000 in a couple of years. I'm not even close. So I was going to just leave Twitter in the last year and on January 1st, but 2022 personally was a bad year for me. And I didn't want to add another failure to list of things in 2022. I'm just, so folks, if you can afford to do so, and I'm spending some of my time, like I can't tell you how many hours I spent just doing these two spreadsheets for Mike and these overlays. Mm. So if you can afford to do so, I'm not looking for money for myself. I'm trying to help someone get into a new home. Mm. Right? I believe the American dream. To see my pinned tweet on how to donate to Habitat of Humanity. Mm. I'm wearing purple because Alzheimer's. So I'll let you know if you know someone who's suffering from Alzheimer's, I'm praying for you and your family. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can tell you from personal experience, folks, Miguel is the real deal when it comes to all of this, as so many people are throughout the Twitterverse that you'll encounter. But if you have any opportunity to be able to help out some of the great charities this man supports and does, definitely check out at Pat's Cap on Twitter, and you'll find all of the information that you need there, as well as all of the financial information Miguel shared today, and he continues to share each and every day, again, to help us all be more informed Patriots fans when it comes to Pat's finances. So, my friend, a tip of the cap to you. I thank you for taking the time out to join me here today on Locked On Patriots. Pats fans, once again, we will continue to cover each and every aspect of the Patriots offseason, and we'll continue to do so each and every day here on the Locked On Patriots podcast. And now that you've made us your first listen, make your second listen our good friends over at Locked On Sports Today. All the sports you need, all the information you need, all in one convenient package, and they even give you the take of the day. You can't ask for more, so download, subscribe to, follow the Locked On Sports Today podcast on the Odyssey app, on YouTube, or wherever you get your podcast. And while you're out there doing so, please smash that subscribe button to Locked On Patriots and download, subscribe to, and follow us wherever you get your audio podcasts. On behalf of my good friend, the salary Pat's Cap Top Gun himself, Miguel Benzon, I'm Mike DeBate. Continue to stay safe and stay well, everyone. Be the change you wish to see in the world. Have a great day, everyone.